Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One of the great ideas for opportunities in this state when at the high school level was to introduce and bring in boys volleyball as a varsity sport. It's a great idea. There really should be – there's no good reason why we can't have it, but we still don't have it. Now, I understand COVID and things like that get in the way, but joining me is a man that's trying to make that happen, and he has done a lot of heavy lifting to date with some key people helping him along the way. Walt Weaver coached it at the highest level for Apple Valley's girls teams and beyond, and he's on a mission that is meritable, to say the least. Walt, thank you for joining us.
Well, it's always great to talk with you, Mike.
Where does it stand right now today, boys volleyball and the chance of getting it as a varsity sport?
Well, maybe a bit of background. You know, we started 5 years ago. Hugh McCutcheon at the U and I wanted to see if the Minnesota High School League would have an interest in sanctioning boys volleyball. And we went to Dave Stead, who was the executive director of the league at the time. And he was excited about the possibility. He said, go for it, he said. But if you want to do it, he said, you've got to show great interest in the sport and you've got to prove it is sustainable. And so to do that, Jenny Kilkelly and Krista Fleming, who were volleyball moms from Shakopee,
yep,
agreed to form a spring club league to see what interest was out there. And in year one of that club league, we had 400 boys and about 20 schools interested. And the high school league still didn't feel that that was enough, and the region voted it down. But by year three, we had about 600 boys and over 30 schools. And we were on our way. And then, of course, COVID hit, and nothing moved for that whole year. And then after COVID, last year, we had 800 boys that were part of the Spring Club League that they had formed, and almost 40, I think over 40 schools. And it made it through the regions. So we had to get 9 regions to send it to the Delegate Assembly, and we got 10. And it went to the Representative Assembly for a vote, and you have to get 2/3 of a majority. It's a supermajority there in order to pass anything, and we lost by just 2 votes. And so, you know, the boys were phenomenally disappointed, and they said, we want to bring it back next year again. We're going to get this, and so they're back this year. And you know, what's happened this year is we had 800 boys, I said, last year to do this. Right now there are 1,200 kids sitting on the sidelines that are going to play this spring in that club league, and there are 54 schools. I mean, it is unbelievable how it's exploded.
Yeah, you go to the state tournament, you can't, you know, it's like, whoa. Well, you know, there are people that would say, well, Walt, just keep it as a club league then. Well, why bother with the high school league and the rules that you have to subscribe to? What's the difference, and what do you say to that?
Well, like I said, you know, there's all these kids out there, and they're playing in the spring and stuff. But the problem is we set up that spring league in order to prove what Dave said we needed to prove, that it was extremely popular and it was viable and it was sustainable. And so that's been done. And it's all been done on volunteers. And so Jenny, Krista, all the people that are working that stuff, nobody is making anything on that. They're all volunteering their time. And it's not going to, we're just trying to prove their sustainability. So they're not going to do that anymore. And also, besides that, the boys want to play for their school. They want letter jackets. They want to be part of the school playing this. And you can't do that unless you're part of the Minnesota State High School League, because that's the governing body.
It's a powerful thing that people want to be, they want to know that they get their picture in the yearbook the same, and that's all part of a school experience. Now, I had Governor Tim Walz on last year talking about it, and he was at the state tournament. He certainly seemed in favor. Does he have any juice on this, or where does he stand?
Oh, I think he's still a big fan, and his son plays. He and his wife are absolutely advocates. Yeah, I remember when he was on your show and said this is something that he believed in, and he thinks we ought to give opportunity to kids. I think they are big advocates. We had support from so many people. I mean, Rockwell Deli was
a
high school.
Yep.
And he wrote letters of support. There's this tremendous amount of support, but, you know, it's just hard to get the athletic directors and the people who are voting to, you know, to say, yes, we know this is good for kids, and we're going to put it on our plate.
Is it flat out an expense line item, Beto? What is it?
Say that again?
Is it a flat out expense question to most of the people that turn it down?
Well, in terms of the expenses, at the beginning, a lot of people said, oh, you know, the budgets can't take this. But when they really started to think about it, it makes no sense. Volleyball would be the most reasonable sport in the school.
Yes.
The equipment.
Volleyball and badminton, yep.
You've got everything. You've got all the nets. You've got the courts. You've got the equipment. All you need is a couple coaches, some buses, and some officials, and most of the time, a lot of those expenses are taken up by fees that the kids pay or booster clubs anyway.
And you can throw in a gate. You can charge at the gate, and you got it. I'm not saying it covers it all, but I mean there are revenue streams there.
Well, now, yeah, and absolutely. You know, along the way, some that wanted to vote no said, well, the high school league has to be responsible and all that kind of stuff. But the high school league knows that volleyball is the most popular sport in their school. Girls volleyball is the most popular sport in the country. It's extremely popular in Minnesota. It's one of the very few sports that makes money for the Minnesota State High School League. And they know that if it gets into the schools, boys volleyball will make money. They're not going to worry about the sanction being, oh, my gosh, it's going to cost the high school league money. It's not. It's going to make money for the high school league, the same as the girls do. You know, that's what that is. So, you know, Mike, honestly, all of the no things that people had over the years, by now with 1,200 kids sitting on the sidelines and thousands in the future that could benefit from this, the opportunity for kids that the high school league is meant to provide outweighs the arguments that have been put forth, and especially budget. It's not... There's never, when have you ever seen in public education there being enough money to do anything? There's never enough money.
Right.
And there never will be.
Right.
You know, everybody's always going to say there's not enough money. But this is minuscule in terms of planning a budget. And that's not the reason, that isn't really a reason for saying no anymore. Not when you weigh it against the possibility of the opportunity.
I'm going to throw something else in there. Walt Weaver's our guest talking about why not boys volleyball in the state of Minnesota. We have talked about ad nauseum some of the problems we've seen in urban Minnesota in the last couple of years for notable reasons and COVID and everything else. And I keep hearing the same thing from the people that I talked to. They said, we need more programs. We need places for these kids to be. This would be a wonderful urban sport.
Oh, boy. You're not kidding. You know, the communities out there, the Asian community, the Hmong community, people of color, all of those communities would benefit greatly from the sport. And in some of those communities, it is the sport that they want to play. And they don't have, in the St. Paul schools, for instance, some of them don't have football. They don't have those sports, and they love volleyball, and they play it regardless. But to be part of their school, to have that in their schools, and it be a sanctioned sport, it would make an unbelievable difference. You know, in the club league, 37% of the kids that are playing are either people of color or Asian community or Hmong community. All of those communities are a big part of that club thing. And we have a responsibility to provide for those kids. And of all communities are a big part of that club thing. And we have a responsibility to provide for those kids. And, of you know, just what you said, you keep hearing, you know, we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this. This couldn't be a better chance.
Yeah, and it's financially, I mean, it's so fiscally sound because, I mean, you're talking about gymnasiums that are just sitting there in the spring that you can access. You've already got the nets and the balls. Let's go play. I mean, it's one of the easier ones that I can think of. This isn't starting a football program where you got to get shoulder pads, mouth guards, helmets for each. This isn't that ambitious. This is much simpler than that.
Well, absolutely. And honestly, you know, people are starting to realize that. And for instance, okay, so we have these votes, so in the regions. And right now, most of the regions have voted. There's still some left, and we need them because the regions with all the kids that are playing are mainly the five regions in the Twin Cities, six actually, AA big schools. Now, five of those have already voted yes. They're the ones that the main regions where all the kids are playing. And they've supported this. They said, all right, we believe you. Let's do this. And so they voted yes. But, the high school league rules are saying, well, not only is five not enough, we've got a couple small school regions that have also voted yes. So we have seven. But you need nine. And so, you know, 2 days from now, on Wednesday, Region 5 AA votes. That's the last AA region to vote.
What do you think? Do you know?
Well, those are the schools in the northern suburbs, like Blaine, Centennial, yep. Fridley, Irondale, Nokam, Maple Grove, all those schools. And they have, in the league, in the spring league, they've got like 11 schools, I think, and like 200 kids playing. And so, I mean, it's that region really has to support this. And we're hopeful that they will. I mean, if they're supporting the kids in their schools, and they're giving kids opportunity in their schools, it would just be unthinkable that they wouldn't support it. But you don't know. But we need them. And, it's interesting, the small schools, tomorrow Region 3A votes. That's a region down south, southwest, Benson, Tracy, Milroy, some of those schools. And their educational philosophy really impressed me when I talked to them last year. These guys and women were extremely willing to talk about it, and they finally said, you know, we don't know that we can do this right now, but we're going to vote yes. And we're going to vote yes because we understand that there's all these kids in the bigger schools that can have this opportunity, and the regions are supporting them. So we're going to vote yes because we think it's important educationally to push this on to the Representative Assembly. And, you know, I was pretty impressed with that because most of the discussion in most of the small school regions is, well, we can't do it, so we're voting, you know, we're not going to vote for this because it wouldn't be good for our, you know, we can't field enough kids or whatever it is. But so, you know, it's just, there just doesn't seem to be a good reason to vote no, because those, even in the small schools, if they can't do it, they don't have to sanction. I mean, they have to say it's sanctioned, but they don't.
And, they can pair and share too.
They what?
They can pair and share. I mean, what's become so? You know, you can go with other schools and form
right.
one team if you don't have enough in your own school.
Absolutely. They can co-op, and some of them are doing that. And we are getting support from the small school regions. And even if they can't do it, they feel they can't, they're voting yes because they don't want to stand in the way of people who can.
That's
and they
pretty
don't
cool.
have to add it if they don't want to. There's lots of sports that don't exist in some schools.
That's right. Not every school has every sport.
Right.
And many times what we're finding is if you can at least offer it, you know, at the school next door or give, you know, kids can go to this school, but they, if they want to play that sport, there's a place they can play, which isn't, you know, that's a template that's been in place for a while and works quite well. It might not be ideal, but it does work if you really want to play.
Right. No, there's a way. There's a way to do it. And right now with the numbers that are out there and the popularity of the sport, I mean, this sport is growing exponentially across the nation. It's the fastest growing sport in the United States in both college and high school for boys right now. I think colleges in the last 10 years have grown 79%. High schools in the last 10 years, I think 30%. It's just exploding all over. Ohio, the state of Ohio just sanctioned it a couple weeks ago. So they're going to have it. As a sanctioned sport. So mm-hmm. it's just, you know, it is so clear to me that it's time to do this.
Well, that's what we need you on. Walt, that's why it's gotten this far, because of you and you mentioned the three of you that have gone together on this, and you have done yeoman's work. You have done your job well. I hope that they can finish this and give kids more opportunities and more options, but without you, it has no chance. So I thank you and the others. It's a small group of you out there that have done it. So keep on fighting the good fight, Walt.
Well, thanks, Mike. We're going to do our best here. We got to get it through the regions.
Yeah, we'll just keep fighting, because it's not a question of if, it's when in my mind. So just keep fighting and don't give up. But I appreciate you, sir. Thank you for leading the way.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Good to see somebody that's a maverick that'll go out there and say, this is what's best for the kids, so let's do it. Not why can't we do it, but how about if we try to find a way to do it? We all know it makes sense. We all know that more opportunities for more kids make sense. So let's find a way to make sure that it works. Period. Got to train more referees? Well, we got referees that referee in the fall, and they'll be happy to referee in the spring. Got to train coaches? Well, actually, a volleyball coach in the fall could coach it again in the spring. There aren't a lot of obstacles here, folks. Do the right thing for the kids. Crying out loud, they've already been through hell and back with COVID. Let's give them every opportunity we can. Sports to the Max in WCCO.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.